Well, I try to use it correctly, but I don't always succeed. It's a sedra what we have. Okay. So now, Hakorim b'Torah lo yeshaya b'parsha pachos mishloisha psukim. You should never stop less than three psukim before the end of the paragraph, meaning before a pay or a sama. The reason being because people naturally, again, it wasn't so formalized as we have it, where you're going to stop, and it's printed in the Chumash, and if you don't do what the Chumash says, everybody yells at you. So people will naturally assume, or they'll think, or they'll assume that you very well might stop by the end of a paragraph. So if you stop less than three psukim before the end of the paragraph, then people leaving the shul, hayotzim as it's called, will assume, will think, will be choshesh, that there will be an aliyah of only two psukim. And for some reason, I've never figured out why, that's like a real bad thing if they think so. When I learned the Gemara when I was younger, I was like, so, I don't know, let them think. Who cares? Like, is that one of the most important things in the world? I said, and maybe it is, but like the structure, the whole laning, and you find this in Ichos Kriyas Torah a lot, and we've had it already. Like, a lot of the laning is structured that people shouldn't make a mistake about Ichos Kriyas Torah. What? Yeah, like, why we care so much? I don't know, like, why do we care? Like, not such a... Is it that important? Chassid Shalom Shmero shouldn't think that the next guy is going to read only two psukim in the Torah. I don't know. I still don't get it. Nar hoyisi gam zokanti, and I still don't get it. Hakorei b'Torah lo yeshaya b'parsha b'chol mishloisha psukim b'nei hayoytzim oz b'deis haknesses. And like, they're not supposed to leave. Like, I would say, heck with them, man. They're not allowed to leave the Sefer Torah during laning. So I should worry about them, yet also what they're going to think. Shayomru, they're going to say, Ha'ola Achrab, the next Aliyah, Lo Yikra L'Shnei Psukim HaNesharim. Because they naturally would tend to assume that you would stop by the end of a paragraph. Now, there really is no reason to even think that, because we stop not by a paragraph as often as we stop by a paragraph. We don't stop by paragraphs. When they have Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, and the Chumash, I don't know, I never did a survey, maybe it's 50% of the time, it's very, very often not a paragraph, so I don't get that either. I mean, maybe nowadays it's talking different, but I never saw an achron that says that nowadays you shouldn't stop two psukim before Shemi, because the yotzim are going to think that you're going to read, because nowadays we tend to think you'll stop at Shemi, right? So, but there's no such din. That means you shouldn't stop less than three psukim after a parsha, meaning that the next aliyah will start less than three psukim after a parsha, after a paragraph. Because you shouldn't stop with only two psukim left to a paragraph, and you shouldn't start less than two psukim after a paragraph, but that's just the bottom line then. What it means is that the aliyah before shouldn't stop only two psukim after the start of a paragraph. That may hanichnosim oz b'beis haknesses, because people coming into shul late will say that the guy before him only read two psukim, because they will naturally think that the guy before him started from the beginning of the paragraph and he only read two psukim. Hagav ein chilek min parsha psucha l'stuma. I don't know why there would be. I looked around, I didn't see. Parsha Psucho Stuma is just a different configuration. There's two ways to make a paragraph in the Torah. You open a Sefer Torah, you see two ways to make a paragraph. One is to have an indentation in the middle of the line, and one is to have the indentation from the middle of the line till the end of the line, and start at the beginning of the next line. Two different kinds of indentations, two different kinds of paragraphs. Uparsha Shaina Rakshne Psukim, if the whole parsha is only two psukim, let's say the parsha of Uvyom HaShabbos. Uvyom HaShabbos Nechosim Beneishono Tzmimim, so that only has two psukim in it. Mutal Shaya Betchilu Lahafzik Shom, you could stop there. No, you're not choishish that somebody's going to think that the next aliyah will read only the two psukim of this parsha. Why not? I don't know why not. Because you're not. It's only if you stop in the middle, then he'll think that you'll now read till the next paragraph. But if you stop at the paragraph, so he won't think that you're going to only read one more paragraph and stop at the next paragraph. It really means you shouldn't start with a bad thing, a Peronis of Yisrael. You shouldn't stop, like a lot of places on Makrid, not to stop with the word Bayomos, or not to stop with a Mangefa, or other Peronios. And also you shouldn't stop at the where the next pasuk will start a parasha. By on the common siman tov chav ches. Okay, where there's more dinim about where you do stop, where you don't stop. That's where it says there's a minig not to stop in the mem days masos of masay. Okay.
This is not an issue. There's no aliyah coming after you. That's right. There's no aliyah following it. There's no problem with stopping the pasuk before the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha.
How will there not be an aliyah following?
Sure. We'll read Dirshu Hashem. We end one pasuk before the end of before the parsha.
Dirshu Hashem.
We read the Haftarah for Tainan Sibur.
I don't know if these dinim are by the Novi. It's all in the Torah. I don't know if any of these rules are by another. There's no aliyah by another. You read the whole Haftarah. I don't even think you're right about Dirshu. I think Dirshu starts a paragraph.
Dirshu doesn't. The end of it is one spot before the end of the paragraph.
Anyway, but the rules are not. Because there's no aliyah, so nobody assumes anything. You're going to read the whole Haftarah. There's no din of three psukim.
And if it was a mafir?
The mafir will never violate these rules.
Because?
They don't. The mafir does not violate the rules. They never made mafir in a way that would violate these rules. The biggest problem is Rish Chodesh. This is what we face. The Gemara, when it describes the configuration of the Rish Chodesh laning, is very concerned about these rules. Most of these rules are formulated in that Omid Gemara in Megillah. That's what the Gemara says. How are you going to read Parshas Rish Chodesh laning? You have seven psukim. If you're going to read three, then you're going to end up stopping more than two psukim for the end. If you're going to read five, you're going to end up this. Right? That's where the Gemara deals with all of these issues. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yishayer, Hainush Lo Yusayim, Lushonechon Neoyim, Son of Chaschol, the Fars of Chaya, Lesson 3 Tzukim, and they Hayoytim and Gavra La Gavra. She Yisbru, they'll think that the guy with the next Ali is only going to be Tzukim, Ad HaParsha, till the paragraph, Parsha and Tzukho Stuma, not what the Oilam calls, Shani Shlishi, the Yisbru, Lomar, Shemuter, Hakriya, Fidubach, Mishwai, Shem Tzukim, the Imtor, if the Balkari made a mistake, this is important. The Siyim Shnei Tzukim Soma Kaparsha Uberek Lachrayon already made the bracha, the second bracha after the Torah. So East Solik in Yana, if it's the end of the Ninyan, you can name a Parsha Samoados, Shetor Biraviv, Loishir Reich Shnei Tzukim. So what are you going to do? You can't go further because that's like a different Ninyan. So Maskal and Achamishi Pazagech of the Mafreya, you go back one person. So that, like we do on Rosh Chodesh. He loves all the Kinyana, but if it's not going to be the end of an Inyan, so then there's no reason for the Ola Achov to read the Mafreya Apostle again. As we saw yesterday, you only read Apostle again if there's no other Asa. So you read now the two Psukim, and then you read another three. That's all. The Chain Lo Yaskil, Vainush Lo Yusayim, and Marishan, Shnei Psukim Achar Parsha, don't stop less than three Psukim after the start of the Parsha. Because if the next aliyah starts two psukim into the parsha, someone coming in will think that the one before you read only two psukim. Then chiluk b'chol zeh ben kriyas hashiva, the seven aliyahs or the hosafos, even maftir should not start two psukim after the beginning of a parsha. The five psukim at the end of a parsha, he shouldn't read the last three, but he should read all five. But if he read the last three and he violated this, and he didn't make the second bracha, Ein Zorich Lachzul Lachzul Mitzvilos HaParsha. Bedai Bekriyazu. The Sharatzion explains, by other aliyahs, you shouldn't do it either. Even if, but the other aliyahs, you shouldn't do it. He's saying here you don't have to do it. The other aliyahs, you shouldn't do it because you shouldn't read over what the guy before you read. My master is not such a hakpado, and therefore we only say that he's not mechuyev to go back. Okay. If he did it, and he made the bracha, so the next aliyah should start where he left off. You're not machmir with the eved to make him read over again. Mutal shaya b'tchila, sifkot dalid. If it's a posuk, a parasha with only two psukim, but Sulaima has to stop by the beginning of the parasha, and we're not afraid that the yotzim will say that the next guy is going to read only two psukim. Because if there's nothing strange, if there's no shiva, loy chay shiva. It's just if you stop in the middle of a paragraph, that's like a little strange, and people will think what they think. But if you stop at the beginning of a paragraph, no one's going to think anything. So they won't think. I don't know. They won't think, so they won't think. They will read only two psukim. Okay, that's, I'm not reading the Mishnah Berurah's Dalad. He just explains Va'arich of what we just said. Like Hashina Shabiyama Nechrosu Machakach Loi Korel HaParsha Azol Fulbashi Nechukim Zadavka Bialma the Masa Ben HaParsha Chayshina which I took him where Mashenk and Hoka the Ben Asiyam the Gemara HaParsha Olekal the Meikha Shlomidi Yish Machmir not to do the Chatzila Kiyam the Kriyas Rosh Chodesh Kiyam what? Shekorin will be on Mashabbos L'Shlishi Shiyish Melech Shnei Tzukim I mean, and we stop there, so the Nechnosim might think you only read two Pesukim. But when you read Parshas Pinchos on Shabbos, indeed you shouldn't stop after Uviyom HaShabbos, L'Katchila. If there's a Parsha, a paragraph in the middle of a Pesuk, looking at Avram writes, like in Parshas Pinchos, Vayechreya Magefa, you're allowed to stop in the Pesuk before. And you're not choshes that the Yitzchak will say that you only read half a pasuk. That's very important. In other words, these dinim, you don't count the paragraph that's in the middle of a pasuk. Because no one's going to think that you're going to stop in the middle of a pasuk. So you have, by Reuven, by Bilhah also, you have a parasha in the middle of a pasuk. The Dover Tolks of Cotton Hay, Shel Yisrael. Toivos have been gilul, remain a kuya toiva. Not for us, at least. Chengin yin yisayim b'dovara, hainu shal Yisrael. Because of the same, the chazidim, yizor ha-chazim, that he shouldn't give an aliyah to a blind person or a pisayach, where you're reading about the mumim, or choshed al harayas, the parashas harayas, of course, why? I think you're making fun of them. I don't know, I guess I think you're making fun of them. Ein lechazon lachshav levarich echad b'shas brachos. The Baal Korei, if he's saying, let's say, v'yitem lecha, if he's reading, he should not have in mind, he's not allowed to have in mind, he's not allowed to make it personal. He can't be thinking about a person in shul, and he's saying v'yitem lecha, and he's having in mind that he's being levarich, a particular person. Certainly in the kolos, when he's reading the kolos, he's not supposed to, he's not allowed to have in mind a particular person.
When you read Ulan Evi Amar,
you're not reading it to that person. You're not giving a bracha to that person.
One could easily have in mind there, though, this guy's a lady. Come on.
The Hatam, Shetzorach Shei Kavanos Olikos Petero Lishmo. You're reading the Torah. You're not using the Torah to give you a bracha to say, or using the Torah to give you a klala to say, Chas V'Shalom. You're reading the Torah, that's all. So you're not allowed to do that. The Yisayim B'Dover told, the Ein L'Sayim B'Misha also Maisa Ra. In a deed either. So I don't know. Here the rules are not so much written. You have to know. I think there's one of the Sheni Shlishi stops. Maybe by Chanoch. That's why they don't stop by Ve'enenu ki lakachol sol elokim. They don't want to stop there. There's a few other times in Chumash. If you're sensitive to it, you'll notice it, that